online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey... Turn it on a little bit. Okay, bring it back then. Bring After Buzz back. Everybody. Get them juicy.
Everybody, y'all.
Not for anybody. Still I love these hoes. Hey.
Oh. These
hoes. They for everybody.
Yes, they are. They are. They. Oh, it's the club, y'all. Hold on. We got light effects.
It's too much money to bring her up. Sing it.
Super freaks and hoes and all kind of hot messery going on up on this episode of Love and Hip Hop
Hollywood.
I'm your host Courtney Stewart in the studio today with my co-hosts and superstars. Hold on. I'm sorry. The heat was a little high. I got to calm down a minute because we got Stephon. I am more fired Wallace in studio.
What up, y'all? What up?
And we have the lovely, your girl Trinae up in
here.
What's up, y'all? Okay. Once again, disclaimer at the top of the episode. Y'all, we thought Jesse was going to be back this week, but he got some things going on. Send some prayers. He lost his grandma. Send condolences and love. He needs your support. He appreciates y'all out there and for being fans. And we love y'all for coming anyway when he's not here.
We miss you, DJ Jesse J.
And we love you.
Bring him back.
Well, speaking of love, y'all.
Let's get into
it. There's a whole lot of no loving up in this episode. We didn't even get a title for this episode. I call it What a Fucking Mess because this is all, every relationship in this episode is a fucking mess.
A mess. Mm-hmm.
So we just going to like roll through the relationships and all the effery that came about through those relationships this week.
And give our license therapeutic responses.
Goodness. Yes. Okay. So we're going to top it off with, I mean, obviously VH1 has been setting up this episode to be like the support group for anybody that's in the closet and don't know how to come out and does hip hop, I guess.
Yeah.
We didn't get to check out the Out in Hip Hop episode that aired after this episode because we ain't had time yet. We might check that out and talk about that next week. But for right now, we're going to talk about Miles and Amber at the therapist.
So first of all, Miles, it's a hard day for Miles.
Girl.
A very hard day. Breathe in. Breathe out.
He had to rub his thighs, too. You see him on the couch. He was like, okay.
He about to come out. Okay. It's time.
It's time. You know, just based on something you said, it's like for a tutorial for all those who may be in the closet and want to know how to come out. Not only do I agree with that, I also feel like this is a bad reenactment.
Think so?
Yep. Because it's not real.
It's not real?
Like, it's not really happening.
You didn't feel his sincere pain and struggle with what he is about to do to this woman that's been in his life for years?
He ruined a woman.
I completely felt that right in that moment where he said, oh, her heart's broken. I got to go to the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom.
Anyway, take me through this. I'm sorry. I'm jumping. I don't buy nothing Miles says or does.
But low key, Miles, he was kind of fine in this shot. Like, it kind of sucks that he's gay.
Like,
his skin is clear, would make sense.
He had his little outfit on. So Amber gets out the car, rolls up in there. Somebody drove her there. She obviously thought she was about to get proposed to and they was about to get married. But she comes in, she's like, oh, you look cute. He's like, you look cute. We look cute.
I like your boots. Number one gay thing.
Number one. Thank you.
I like your boots. Because no dude, Stephon might compliment me on some sneakers, but he's never going to compliment me on some Louboutins or anything.
And not
of that
those
nature.
Little white peep toe boots she had on.
No. He was like, I like your boots.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's, you know, like, Like, he's her girlfriend.
Yeah, but she still ain't called it. She didn't catch it.
She was like, cute.
Oh, cute, thank you. So she's sitting down. She thinking she about to, you know, get the word on the street and how we going to make this work because we going to have some more babies and we going to get married. And Miles basically breaks out and says, basically, I have feelings of attraction towards the other sex. Just say you gay. Like, why we got to have all this language around it? Just be like, I'm gay.
It's all surrounded by, I mean, it's all predicated on Miles's super dramatic reenactment of how he felt like he should come out.
Well, there you go. Well, she seemed to take the initial realization that he has feelings towards the opposite sex okay, because I guess in her mind she was thinking like, well, you know, you can have feelings. I sometimes look at girls like it's not that bad. But when he threw in, and actually, I'm in a relationship.
Right.
She lost her mind.
Everybody was right. Everybody's gaydar was on point. Besides yours. And Miles, I mean, Milan even took to Twitter today and was like, boo boo. How did you not know? How, Sway? Mm-hmm. How? Mm-hmm. How did you not know? Mm-hmm. He said the first time that he met Miles, he knew that he was gay.
Yes. He also announced that to the world.
Stevie Wonder could even realize that Miles was gay.
Yes. He announced that to the world also on Wendy Williams. He did the exact same comment basically saying, I mean, I knew as soon as I met him and he was checking for me all the time. Like, how did she not know? Mm-hmm. So they've been on their press tour, just in case y'all didn't realize. Mm-hmm. They was on Wendy today. I believe they went to Bevy Smith's show on the Sirius Radio show. They've been all over.
And be on the lookout for their book that they're going to drop.
Because
the book's coming
next.
They'll
have a book. I think they'll have a calendar.
And I just think they're bottles.
They're gonna have Barbie dolls too.
Yes,
y'all know you probably would cop those.
They gonna drop that single.
This woman,
we in love.
I almost okay. So you know I don't believe Miles.
Yes,
I already established that. I'm starting not to believe Angela either. First off, she went.
Who the hell is Angela? I'm just messing with you.
Amber.
I mean Amber. I'm like. You know,
they all the same.
They all Angela, the same.
Amber,
they all
Anika, whatever.
I'm starting not to believe her either because I feel like, first off, it's been 20 years. Everybody for 20 years has said a dude is gay that you're dating. She said we had to fight people. I've lost all my relationships.
Okay, to be fair, though,
the only people that mess with me are my sisters, because they have to.
They have to. To be fair, though, when she brought up the fighting thing, she referred to them being bullied in high school and him people constantly saying that he was gay through high school and stuff like that. In high school, like, you stick with your friend. Like, you telling me you're not gay? People can't just be calling you gay. That's rude. Because people do that just to be mean. And
which I get that. Because Jesse told me a story. Shout out to Jesse J, who ain't here today. Told me a story. He didn't come out to, I think, his best girlfriend or something forever and ever.
Yeah.
And she was, like, fighting on his behalf and all that. Whatever. I get that. High school's over. Now we getting into our grown-up years.
Yes. We're in the real world now.
She is grown. I want to know about how old they are. What, late 20s? Early 30s?
No, they early 30s.
Early 30s.
Yeah. Early 30s. They've been around the block.
That's what I'm saying. 20 years. It's got to be 20 years.
They've been
years.
Around the 818 for a while.
I was trying to get them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they
then she
like
said everybody
26.
Was right. So literally nobody else thought that your man was straight, but you?
And she was just like, no, you guys, he's not.
I mean, the key
is not gay. Stop.
He hasn't been her man for quite a long time.
But they've been doing something.
They hanging out. Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. Because I did say a few episodes ago, he probably get it in every once in a while.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, keeping her around and keeping her thinking. Because otherwise, like, if he's not doing you at all, he's hanging out with his gay homeboy all the time. You ain't never seen him with another girlfriend.
Right.
Then I would start to wonder. But
one of my homeboys called me today and was like, hey, you know, I realize that we don't ever see a friend of ours with a girl. He don't talk about girls. He don't ever say nothing. And I was like,
Something to think about. I don't know, but Miles did insinuate on Wendy's show today that, like, he was very clear. He was like, we ain't been together in, like, 8 years or something crazy.
Damn, but she...
So, but if she was still swinging around, I would like to believe, if she's thinking that the relationship was possible, he was at least putting it on her, like, maybe once a year.
He was
once
knocking her down year. Every he now was, and then.
Every they now were, and again to keep her all right, but you still would wonder, like, if you're only doing it once a year...
I'm also wondering about, you know, because when I... Oh, this is stressing me out. One, when you're kind of in something with the girl and it's supposed to be just you and her, they're probably having unprotected sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now if he's down low, I guess is the terminology that as Courtney Sims T hard. If he's down low, that means there's possibilities.
Wrap it up, y'all.
Contraction.
Every contracting time.
All types of
and ladies,
diseases.
I'm also thinking.
Ladies.
When your man starts to gravitate towards anal a lot more than
this is the Stefan's PSA.
This is his you got to start
questioning some things.
Well, nowadays people be like, "Oh, we trying to be freaky in the bed." I'm trying to tell you, she probably didn't think anything of it. She probably was like, "I mean, he really loves me, and he doesn't want to have sex like that because he wants to focus on the relationship."
And they've been great friends,
feeding her all types of BS because clearly she was distraught, crawling on the floor, sobbing. Mm. She acted like she lost her son,
rolled on the ground, kicking and screaming like a 4-year old child.
Then
she socked him.
Yes,
she did the old. She did like the old church lady at the
old church lady.
You know, at the funeral.
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I'm having a seizure.
Okay.
No, she. You could tell that for her, she really thinks that, you know, throwing tantrums is going to get her somewhere else. Like, maybe she thought if she threw a tantrum that he would be like, Ashton Kutcher, are you out?
It's punk.
We're punk. You're punk, Amber.
Punk.
Yeah, I got you.
Just kidding.
I got you.
Well, either way, she got in the car. She can't handle it. She don't want to deal with him. She can't talk to him. She can't even look at him. It's too much. It's too hard. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Then this therapist is like, girl, let me talk to you. Can I talk? She's like, fine, okay. But her makeup was running. She did look stressed out. Her Hello Kitty tattoo was looking a little pale.
The tattoo she got done by the dude next door.
She broke down in front of him, and he said, I gotta go to the bathroom.
He was the like, I can't even deal.
The therapist grabbed him and was like, if you want to save this, you have to support her right
He's
now.
Like, save it.
You can't abandon her.
He's like, Stacey, I only held this on because, you know, Mona told me if we waited to the right time.
Then I get a good check out of this.
Shout out to Stacey Kaiser, who's probably trying to really do her job as a licensed therapist.
She's getting her check.
She don't get it anyway.
She's like, for what it's worth, simmer down.
Yes.
Now.
Well, she set it up, though, so we're going to have our spinoff, Love and Hip Hop, out. In Love and Hip Hop, and it's probably gonna be with Miles and Milan, and we're gonna have a therapist like working with them, dealing with their professional lives, trying to be, you know, gay and hip hop and whatnot. So that's
but it can't pop off unless they bring in somebody else that we don't know about yet.
Oh, yeah,
gotta make it juicy
because they did slip up in their interview, and Wendy Williams is like, so who else from the Love and Hip Hop cast is gay aside from you guys? And they got quiet real quickly.
And they like and then they jokingly like, looked Jason at her Lee. like Jason Lee. And she's like, no, of the rappers. And they were like, well, who do you think? So they think there's definitely possibly somebody else on there. Or at least they tried to insinuate that.
It's kind of ironic that he went into the bathroom and Stacey Kaiser had to go and say, you've got to come out.
You've got to come out.
It was like,
come out of the bathroom.
Right? The irony
out
there.
Of the bathroom.
Can you please come out, Miles?
Yeah.
They should have played Trapped in the Closet. Now that would have been great.
Now
you're thinking of the song.
Now you're thinking of that.
Trapped in the Closet. That would have been great.
We're going to close out on that.
We're going to close out on that.
Right. Trapped in the Closet, R. Kelly.
All right, before we close out of this story, let's go back to Miss Amber. She goes home. She's on her bed with her knee socks, and she invited her glamma over.
Her glamma.
Glamma with her new wig and her sparkly nails was like, girl, I always had an inclination.
I knew he was gay the minute you brought him home.
I knew it.
Her gaydar was like, real.
She tried to tiptoe around it, though. She said, I had the inclination. She said nothing about him being gay.
And then
I had the inclination, it wasn't going to work. But he's gay. I knew it.
I knew it. I knew it.
LaTanya, we've been talking about you LaTanya, for so long.
LaTanya, you ain't gonna believe me, baby. I was right. You owe me about $500.
I told you that, Negro. I knew it. I knew he was up there. I knew he was a little.
She was like, bitch.
Everybody can tell that Miles is gay, but Amber. Get out of here.
He had sugar.
That's why
in
I called
tank.
You Angela. I just don't believe you.
You don't believe it. Well, she thought her life was over and the picture that she painted was never going to be. And she didn't know how she was ever going to paint again. But Glamma's like, I've been through it, girl. You going to get through it. And now you free.
Your grandpa was gay.
You free. She said, you free.
She was
girl.
So happy.
You free.
She was so happy.
Rub that back.
It's about time.
You free.
It's about time.
Go find you a man, a real man,
it's
an
okay.
actual man.
We gonna put you on blackpeoplemeet.com.
Girl, we gonna find you a man.
We already started your profile, girl.
Exactly. And while Grandma or Glamma is finding you a man, Miles has to go confront his sisters. Now, I know one named Charmaine. I think the other one named Tanya, but we had a little caption,
yeah, he
closed
came in
caption.
And said Tanya.
I couldn't see it. Okay, so Tanya. He decides, like, he gonna be the one to tell everybody because Amber was yelling out the car, like, I'm gonna tell everybody before you. So he was like, no, I'm gonna do this first before anybody gets to my family.
You ain't.
Women are crazy. I'm gonna tell everybody. What?
She was just angry and emotional.
I thought she was gonna get on the phone, like, girl, three-way.
Right.
Three-way.
You won't believe what happened. You know why she ain't gonna tell everybody? Because everybody's gonna say the same thing.
Well, she's humiliated.
She's like, I feel stupid.
She was embarrassed. Give her a break.
I would be embarrassed too.
20 years? You talking about my future's over?
Oh well. Well, it ain't just about your future because the sisters were like, dude, what's up? You just saying fuck God? That was really harsh.
Yeah, that was
really harsh.
Yeah.
And this is the one time once I felt an ounce of sympathy for Miles.
I did too.
Because when he brought up, initially he said in his little interview or whatever that, you know, my family has always said effed up stuff about gay dudes.
Yeah.
So he already had that in his head, so he knows how they feel. And then when he brought up saying, you know, I'm the only man in our family.
Sure.
You ain't got a daddy. I ain't got a daddy. Mama ain't got no man. Like, I've been trying to be the man, and I knew y'all thought this. Yeah.
They was counting on your sperm.
They
was counting on your sperm.
Yeah.
And now.
No nieces, no nephews.
They can adopt.
Of course they can.
They can adopt.
Honey, they got surrogates.
They can adopt.
We
got
to do something about these religious families.
Because they acting like it's the end of the world. Like, they could adopt.
Yes.
Which they came around.
They did come around.
Growing up in a super religious family, just... That age is over. Ain't that dumb?
Well, I don't think it has to be. It's not just about being a super religious family. Like, most Christians believe that it's, you know, wrong. And if they're, which is funny because they say fuck God in the same sentence that they're saying,
God.
Right.
You're going down the wrong path and you're gay. Like, but you just said fuck God. But anyway, that was rude. But I appreciate at least that is not something that I was surprised about or that I think is in small portion, especially in black culture in terms of black families and how their feelings would be about it. But
which is kind of why they're doing this.
Yeah,
which is
definitely why they're doing it. But they at least said, we're going to support you no matter what, and we love you.
Which I will say is a great teaching point. When he mentioned them making messed up remarks about homosexuality with him growing up,
yeah.
I'm sure... that in a lot of households that's happening, you know, in mine, not with my parents, but just in our culture.
Yeah.
You know, in our immediate surroundings. So it made it very difficult to not grow up a homophobe.
Yes.
Until you got educated and to the world.
And if it says nothing else, it says that whether or not you agree with the lifestyle based on whatever your faith or your beliefs or whatever, you can still love the person and be supportive of them. And it, you don't have to place yourself in their shoes because everybody got to walk their own path.
I mean, at the end of the day, you have no business of who they bang with in the bedroom. That's really what it is. I mean, aside from, you know, Miles is going to bring Milan to Thanksgiving and, you know, it may rise some questions, but at the end of the day, these dudes is getting it in the bedroom, and that's really none of our business. I don't care about them doing it in the bedroom. That's not something that I'm thinking about. So his family had no choice but to accept it.
It was funny. They asked a question, and I almost felt like they were trying to still salvage him as a heterosexual male. They were like, but have you slept with
man? But that's also coming from him not wanting to label himself, because he's like, why do I have to be heterosexual? Why do I have to be homosexual or bisexual? It's like, that was a Raven Simone moment. Like, dude, just be gay. Like, if you gay, you gay. Right. It's cool. Just be. I'm gay.
Yeah, he kind of.
And that's why she
negated.
Threw it in. Like, yeah. Okay, god dang. Right. Are like, you sleeping with men or what?
Can we get down to the
Can we just get to the point? You talking about I'm having feelings. Okay, congratulations. We got feelings about lots of different things. But does that mean you putting it in? Okay. So anyway, they have worked their stuff out, hopefully. And he seems to be in a great place, because him
is in a great
Miles and Milan
place.
Was just cheesing on the show today. They look real happy.
They're capitalizing off of this.
Yes,
they were
are.
In bed a few weeks ago before this episode came out, and they were like, okay, I got the right publicist. I know the right people. We're going to be on Wendy Williams. We're going to be on The Talk. We're going to be on The View. Watch.
Made all
the come up is real.
And I think, it has a lot to do with them being handsome, like you were saying earlier.
Heck yeah, they're cute
you
boys.
Don't pause. But I'm just saying, they are handsome guys.
They're cuties.
It makes for a great
story.
Story.
A great
look.
Story. Well, congratulations. Very happy that you're out, even though we kind of don't believe you were really in.
Yeah,
it was kind of fake to us
in.
To begin with. But we'll buy it just for the sake of being fans of the show and move on with our lives. So we're going to move on to a new life relationship that's still a hot mess. We have Brandy and Max this week doing some interesting stuff. So Brandy starts out the episode. She meet up with her girl, Tiny. That's T.I.'s boo, wife, love, who will always get her in check, apparently.
Well, Tiny gonna keep it real. She does on the show. I mean, on every show she's been on.
She does.
So you need somebody like that in your life. Especially Brandy.
Brandy. And because Brandy was like describing, like, I went up in there and them hoes was on the sideline and Becky had her arm on the thing. And no. She was like, bitch, that's a no. And then Tiny just went in. Tiny went in. But then she defended Max.
Yep.
Which I appreciated.
Like. Well, I did appreciate it.
That was instead of Nikki, the one who was like, no, we need to go get Max.
Yes, let's go get
we
Max.
We need friends like that. But my thing is, I wonder where Mona, like, does she have, like, a call list of the celebrities that she wants to come in, like to give that mama-daughter, like, you know? Because I feel like that was, like, a mom and sis type of, or, you know, a sister talk or a mom and daughter
talk. Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
I did appreciate that, because Tiny definitely was the mature voice. Like, girl, you do get a little extra sometimes, and you need to be wrangled, and that's just what
Tiny,
it is.
Are her eyes blue?
You don't know about the surgery. She went overseas and had a cornea scraped and, like, put a new thing on it.
Let her daughter do it, too. They really was wilding out.
If y'all are not watching but just listening, I'm ringing my forehead as though.
You're not into that? Do you like them blue?
I'm just saying.
It's just strange.
I'm so afraid for my children and my children's children, because we're going to be in a world soon where...
Well, you manufacture all of your body parts.
Yes. And you don't even know who you're dating anymore.
We're already there. I think the eyes actually bothered me the most, though, just because, like, the eyes are like the window to the soul. Like, that's supposed to be, like...
Is nothing sacred?
Nothing at all.
No. Oh. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred except Tiny's advice. So then we catch up with Max in the studio with...
They making a song.
With Jizzard.
With Fizz Jizzard.
Lord.
He making a song about some lotion and some ashy cream. I don't know. Whatever. We don't care.
He was like, I plan on rubbing that lotion all over Nikki's
booty.
It was
just gross.
He was like, we got
plastic? Is that like rubbing lotion on top of a couch?
Well,
like,
I think Nikki's got hers pretty well done, so it's not going to feel
like weird.
The hard, implants.
With the implant, because she definitely looked like she got implants. Hers don't.
They're doing the injection. Oh, yeah, she does look like
she looks like she got implants.
Or maybe
the injections
she got
go
the
wide.
Fat implant. You think? Like she the got
collagen,
the fat injected?
The
well, the
fat,
yeah, the
her,
fat
like,
transfer.
Stomach,
I
fat
see,
transfer.
But the fat
that
transfer
feels
that looks weird.
Nicer than.
But that doesn't look as like humped.
You know
as
what we should do? We should actually have a specialist come in and talk about that.
Nikki,
sort of stuff.
I want you to come in and I want to talk to you and find out what you did, because I'm fascinated.
Right,
I'm just letting you know.
Her butt does look good in real person, I must say. But I'm just really trying to get over the fact that they're in the studio.
They're in the studio singing songs.
Fizz
wants to do a video.
He hasn't come out with a song in a while. And this song sounds like it's about to be a club banger.
Well,
Lotion.
Hey,
Lotion.
He said Nikki got him writing, and he want to do that, and he wants her in the video.
Fizz is so so funny and corny to me at the same time. He's still like this little kid. Right?
Yes, because you still see like, him talking about bump in B2K with his little ponytail.
Just the way his facial expression is, though.
It's the same.
Max is like, oh, we need to make a video for this right away. It's going to be blah, blah, blah. And Fizz goes,
Right.
It's about Nikki.
It's about Nikki.
I'm like, he can't even hold. He can't even help it.
Cause right. He love it. He got excited. He get
Come
excited.
On. Have some play about you, player.
Well, he tried, but he did fess up that when he's a one woman man, he's a one woman man, and he not feeling what Max is doing, throwing rings in the bushes and whatnot. It's
and
not
you
okay.
Know them neighbors pawned
Max
that ring.
Knows I how. To manage his household.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Brandy is a different type of woman.
So
I love you, Brandy. But she's a different type of woman.
I don't want you to kill me. But
and Max, no, you got to throw rings sometimes and then buy more.
And the crazy thing was he said, I was married to the game first.
Thank you. What the hell?
He was in love with hip-hop.
He was in love with hip-hop before any woman. So. But then he went all crazy. I was like, okay, I'm trying to vibe with you because, yes, Brandy is a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. But then he started talking about, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know if I can chase my dreams and don't want to leave my family behind. Yeah. Like, brother, you're making this a whole big story that it just don't exist.
I don't know if I want to give my hopes and dreams and put on a ring. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Just wear your wedding ring and go to work.
He kind of he missed me with that one too. I was like,
and then he brought up groupies. Like, what does groupies have to do with your son?
He's just saying he will never close the deal with them thoughts because his son comes first.
That's right.
That's what it's about.
I guess
son over everything.
So he had his moment.
Wait, he said something about I love Lucy though. What was that comment?
Yeah, he did say that later that his wife is always up to like her I love Lucy shenanigans basically, and like, well, you know, because she'd be probably doing silly stuff.
I guess Lucy was getting a lot of trouble. Because
she would always do silly stuff, like worried about Ricky doing something or catching her doing something. So you know,
this is like Navy SEAL type stuff.
This is like real stuff.
I wouldn't have used Lucy maybe as an example, but maybe that's all he had.
I do want to say though, Max's jacket was hot. The infrared with the black lapel trim situation.
The one Jacket that he always fresh. Wears in his confessionals?
Yes.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, you like this. So next time we're going to see you with that on there.
Yes.
So you don't make it
Max,
hot
let
like
me
fire.
Know what it's getting.
He wants to be hot.
So I can have an infrared jays to go like with my fire. Infrared jacket.
All right. Speaking of hot, Miss Brandy decided that she was going to make it up to her boo after her conversation with Tiny. And
I dig
then Max
it.
Coming home after talking to Fizz. And she was
love
like,
it.
I got some candles. I got me some chocolate covered strawberries. I got my toes out.
Wait. Max is looking like, don't do me like Khadijah did Jock with Jock, the chocolate-covered strawberries. Yeah. She had the strawberries in his mouth. He was looking
like,
please don't do me
don't
like Khadijah
me
did.
Don't choke me.
He like,
don't
did
kill
you poison
me.
This, like, this what champagne? Is,
I was hoping that she was going to like do a rendition on
do
that.
Do something crazy.
Like...
But,
no.
but she kept
shoving
it
in his mouth.
She just wanted to apologize to her man. Mm. And then she got a little horny and couldn't focus and started rubbing her toes in his face and was just like, oh, you so cute. I just want to have sex, basically. And he was like, whoa, slow down. Let's talk.
I dig it, though. Again, Max knows how to manage his household. He didn't think with the penis. When she started rubbing on him, he was like, time out.
I can't focus.
Sit down.
Can't focus.
Let me talk to you about some things that I feel like you need to correct.
Man. And he did say, which I thought was real deep, you know, I'm from the streets. I didn't grow up with marriages around me.
Yeah.
And my dad wasn't wearing no ring. And that's really real.
And sadly, that's in the, you know, the black community.
Community everywhere. Right. Like, if you don't see that example, you don't know what you're supposed to do all the time or the best way to do it all the time.
We feel you, Max.
We feel you, Max. And when you whipped out your new ring and was like, yeah, I got one I want to wear. And I got one for you too, boo. I was like,
she was like, yay!
She was like, go!
No, the little leprechaun.
I dug it, and I dug it because Brandy was not about her ring at all.
No, she was just glad he had one and was going to wear it. Yeah.
She
was so about his ring.
And she just wanted to eat his face off after he had that ring.
Mm. And she got sexy with it, too, the little legs around.
She wrapped legs around.
That was working for you. I am more fire. So
shout out to Max and Brandy, man. We'd love to have y'all in the studio.
Yes, it was quite
lovely. Because I'm now like you guys, because I mean, I always liked Brandy, but at first I didn't really like Max.
Yes,
I thought he was like
shady.
A dog.
Yeah, he would look shady.
But listen, Max works very hard to support that family.
I bought into
really
him
hard.
He works very hard. I ain't messing with them. I like Brandy and Max. Cute couple.
Brandy and Max, we wish y'all the best, and we believe in your love. Somebody's love that I don't believe in or give a daggone about, and apparently one of the people in the relationship don't give two shits and a damn about it either, is Soulja Boy and his boo, Nick Nia. Sorry, I almost called her Nikki. So, at the top of the episode, we saw Nia decide she's going to tell her girls about what's going on with her and Soulja and how she just got in a fight with the redhead girl named Nas. They were out for a casual hike. Miss Nikki Baby, let's have a conversation.
She had that one piece on.
I just want to know where that came from, where you got it, like, and why you wore it to go hiking. I'm not mad because I was like, whoa, but for hiking?
I am mad, Nikki.
You would be mad if you was at Runyon Canyon and you saw that walking up the canyon. You'd be like,
Nikki always does it really sexy. I didn't think the onesie was sexy.
You didn't think the onesie was sexy?
Not for hiking. I did love the J's, though. I did see the J's, mama.
Ever would the onesie be sexy or
just not hiking?
Not hiking. But where would it be sexy exactly?
Almost everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
If you're hiking, I'm thinking about sweat and certain.
And you just don't want to see the pits. You don't want to see the boob sweat and the crotch.
No.
You know, she was not. Well, she was just out there sweating. On Snapchat. Like,
I'm with my bitches right now.
Don't matter.
Runyon
be bringing out a sweat. You know that little sweat that's on the top of the butt crack?
Yeah, it looked like it for a minute.
I mean, it might have just been like something printed on the jumpsuit. But
she takes her fitness seriously.
Messed me with that one.
She works out with waist trainers on. And she really gets it in.
Who doesn't that now has injected boobs and butt?
Oh.
You also have to inject the boobs and butt.
I haven't injected. I just got my own booty in my butt.
Once they get it injected, their waist trainers automatically follow.
And you really got to keep that intact.
Yeah. Because like, it'll start shifting.
Yeah, it'll start shifting.
Especially if it's a fat transfer situation.
Right. So all they're doing is molding their body to... we ain't going to have nothing real in like 10 years.
But, I mean, are you really mad about that? Because they do it because y'all like it.
I think they do it because it's popular. And
why
y'all,
is it popular?
Don't say y'all. Don't include me in this. I ain't got
these
no
athletes,
nothing.
These entertainers,
athlete
and
entertainer.
All this money.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at one. Go on.
Stop.
So.
Go on. No.
I'm sorry, it was hot. Hold on.
These athletes and entertainers keep funding these situations and endorsing these women, and now they're turning into marshmallow figures.
But if y'all don't like it, why are you funding it?
That's,
like, I
want to own natural.
You want to own natural?
I'm looking for an own natural.
If you want Stephon to fund you, leave some comments.
I ain't funding none of that.
Stephon won't fund it, but he will meet you. StephonMeet.com on the bottom.
Remember the story about the dude who sued his wife because she had all that surgery done. Mm-hmm. Then they had a kid, and the kid was ugly. That's what's about to start happening in 2030. All y'all kids gonna be ugly, and you gonna wonder why.
Speaking of ugly, we got Soulja Boy.
Let's go back to Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, I can't even take. I can't even take him. So
I can't. He invites her out to dinner. A special dinner because, you know, he was feeling sad that he disappointed her and upset her. And he wanted to make it up to her.
He's such a crack fiend that he pulls up to the restaurant with a double cup. And usually when you see a double styrofoam cup, that means that it's lean in it. So he's not even taking this dinner seriously. He's sipping on lean, which means he's like 80% zoned out. 20% of him is...
He's not taking the relationship seriously, let alone
it's not a relationship. It is not a relationship. He doesn't even think it's a relationship. He thinks that's his regular fuck buddy, and he has multiple fuck buddies when he freaking feels like
right,
it.
I don't even know if she's that anymore. I think on his schedule...
He's like, oh, I got to go.
I got to go do that dinner for Mona.
I got to go
with Nia.
Yeah. I got to go on BET with one of the Westbrook sisters. And then I'm going to go on Oxygen with Diamond.
Oh.
And then... Oh, why don't I go on HBO and do this as well?
Whoever else I can find. But he did play his role in the beginning. He tried to stay calm. He was like, I know you was disappointed. I know I wasn't really doing what you wanted me to do. And I just want you to know you can change whatever you want to change. And, you know what I'm saying? I apologize. I guess you got mad because it was your friend. I probably should leave the friends alone.
He said no to self. No more friends.
I probably should leave
the friends alone.
The friends alone.
You know, I get it. My bad. My bad.
Then he had the nerve to call her bruh. That was so disrespectful.
Like
he's like, 10 times. Bruh, the whole time.
Bruh, you dumb, bruh. You
and
stupid,
I'm pretty
bruh.
Sure he called her nigga at one point.
He did.
I'm pretty sure that came out. Even though it was bleeped, I'm pretty sure that's what he said. But basically, she was like, you know, what I want for you to do is to change. And, you know, I know you ain't going to do that. So, whatever, you know.
So, I'm leaving.
So, I'm
no,
leaving.
No, oh, you're not leaving.
He
you're still
the
there.
He's like, you're going to be home.
He said, I worth $25 million. I could have said, bitch, get up out of here. Fuck you. But I didn't.
Oh, they always trying to flip the script. And then he had the nerve to be like, I know who you kicking with. Your friends is hoes. You be going to the club with these hoe friends.
Everybody's hoes. You around a bunch of hoes.
But
what
you kicking with hoes 24/7, soldier. He must got that soldier dick because
he got that. He got that soldier 25
I'm
million.
I'm just trying to. It's no. The money. It has to be the money. It has to be the money.
She's whack.
I can't.
But her daddy has money. That's the crazy thing. So what is it?
Her daddy has failed her. Her daddy has failed her. That's what it is.
Well,
because
he
done thought that he done put the wrong stuff in her brain about what a man's supposed to be doing for you at this point in life. But whatever. So she gets up and leave. Soulja Boy don't give two craps or anything about her at all. And so he moves on. But I want to let y'all know, if you give a crap about black entertainment, what y'all need to do is go check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live. We got a bunch of shows where we're always talking about the scoop that is going on in the week, whether it's entertainment, if you like sports, if you like music, you like fashion. We cover it all from the black folks' perspective in entertainment. So y'all make sure y'all check out blackhollywoodlive.com. Check us out on iTunes and on YouTube all the time and let us know what you think. So we got to wrap up this long-ass episode of nonsense. And we had two more little incidences go down in the episode. We're going to start with the simple one. We had Miss Tierra meet up with Ray.
Irrelevant.
Yes.
That was like 5 minutes of ridiculousness. Basically, Tierra was like, why you play me like that? Ray was like, you just want my dick. And Tierra was like, nigga, I don't want your dick. And then that was
But I do sort of. Can I get it?
I'm going to jump in my car and go home. How dare you?
I just want to say how threatening. These men today are so threatened by Drake. He kept bringing up, y'all went to Drake's house. You took her to Drake's house? What is Drake doing to these six out there?
He got all these girls at his house. And Hotline Bling is about to be number one on the Hot Board charts. So the Billboard charts, excuse me.
You
so
took her to Drake's house.
They have a lot to worry about.
It's like you lost your what? If your girl go to Drake's house,
it's
you
over.
Lost her. You
right,
lost her.
It's done. She has been turned out.
You took her to Drake's house? No, not Drake.
No. How do you do that to me?
How could he be fucking Serena and the girl that looked like Serena at the same time? Not Drake.
Drake is the man.
Drake is the man, but apparently not enough man for Princess, y'all, because Ray J and Princess is engaged from what we hear. So they apparently worked it out. Tierra went and took her little butt home and just called him a bitch, and that was the end of that.
And thank y'all for everything y'all sent to us via Twitter to show us that Tierra has been working out, and she looks really good
and
now.
And we were not fat shaming her.
We were not
I
at all.
Clearly did not fat shame her last week.
Well, maybe I did a little bit.
Did a little, but not like disrespectfully. It was like an honest conversation that she was looking a little hefty. And in that scene, she looked like she was going through it. But we are happy for you, whatever you want to be and whatever you want to do. Last but not least, Nikki had to insert herself somewhere else because she doesn't have a storyline. So she decided, let me get up in Nas and Nia's business and just come on up to this party that Nas invited me to and put that bitch in her place because that's my job.
I'm a fight. The girl that ain't got nothing to do with it.
At first, I was like, okay, Nikki, that's stupid and a waste of time, but this happened to end up being the best thing that I've ever seen on television.
The number one epic argument of VH1. This was the VH1 Hall of Fame.
I still have no idea what happened.
So Nikki shows up looking real good, okay? That dress looks real nice, girl. And she came in and she was like, what's up, what's up? And Nas was like, oh, hey, girl, when we gonna get together? Because Nas thinks she's still gonna work for Miss Nikki in her fashion show. And then Nikki's basically like, actually, I don't work with hoes. And then Nas is like, excuse me, weren't you in the same situation with Molly Mall and Masika? How you gonna call me out?
I like that Nikki said, before we like steamroll over this, she said, when I found out what type of hoe she was, because
it's a different, it's specific.
There's a different type of hoe you could be.
Three categories.
Three levels of hoes.
What are the three levels?
I don't know, but Nikki obviously
come through.
She was at the bottom
she
rung.
She was in the bottom rung of hoes. Yes.
So what type of hoe she
bottom,
was?
She was at the bottom of the barrel hoe.
So Nikki she'll mess with a hoe, but not the bottom rung hoe.
She'll be a hoe, so, but as long as she on top.
And I was trying to stand for Ms. Nas a little bit because she obviously was, you know, not lying about what was going on with Soulja, and Soulja was whatever. But this little situation that the dress store opening girlfriend. Oh. Okay, so they arguing back and forth. Finally, Nas is like, just get out. Security, security. And she threw up.
Yeah, that was just...
I'm traumatized just watching you reenact it.
I was like, wait, because when I watched it twice.
And so then,
first time, I was like, wait.
Right. And then not just a little spurt, but then she took it back and she threw it.
And she heaved on the floor.
And Nikki was like, oh, I'm really the one. And now, you know, she left that boutique and was like, I think I'm that bitch. I really think I am. I'm making people throw up.
No,
I'm just gonna point out. I'm gonna point out something that happened though. Even though I was traumatized by the vomit. Question: did Nas take the vomit in hand and try to sling it on Nikki?
Yes, she did.
Is that not worse than the spit on New York?
No, that's nasty.
That is disgusting. Like, that is next level nasty. That was the bile from your stomach and the liquor that you've been drinking, and you just try to throw that on my Nikki.
Is she daytime drunk? What was happening?
I think she's preggo.
I think she's pregnant too.
I think she would daytime drunk.
She's preggo.
She was slow talking, and
I did see a dude get pumped by another dude at the gym, and they was about to fight, and we was like, man, we just gonna have to let this happen. And one of the dudes turned and threw up in the garbage. He was so scared.
Yeah. So maybe that's what happened with her.
She might have been scared.
Nikki was like killing these hoes.
Not trying to be gross, but like the vomit didn't look substantial. It was very clear and liquidy. So it looked like alcoholic drunk. Like, I just drank like a whole bunch of vodka by myself and I need to not. Yeah. So I don't know. I hope you ain't pregnant because
it's Soulja's. Because that baby going to be
But then
stupid.
Again, Soulja said they hoes. I mean, they hoes.
These
he said they from dicks. They jumping from dicks to houses or whatever. So
the thing about it is, they sure know how to pick him. He must really.
Who gets daytime drunk at your own event?
That's what I'm saying. And it's a clothing store. She threw up in a clothing store with clothes
with,
all around
with all the extras that were shopping.
Right.
I literally would have been like, oh, and walked the hell out of that store. Really?
I'm not shopping here.
You know somebody Snapchatted that. I would have been the one to Snapchat that.
Not once, like, that but twice.
She threw up twice.
She threw up right twice. There. And Miss Nikki Baby went on her merry little way.
She
so,
was like, bad as usual.
That vomit's still in her
still
hair, though.
And I still look good. And I still look good. It was way too close. Like, it was just way too close. That's nasty. All right, well, we're going to close it up with some predictions.
I can't believe it sick through.
And now, you're after
Twice.
Predictions. Yes, she did.
She didn't seem drunk though.
Yo, she did seem drunk.
She did seem a little drunk.
She always seems drunk. They all must be drunk to be doing this.
What type of hoe are you that you? No, what level of hoe gets daytime drunk?
That's what happened when you were bottom rung hoe. You
at your own event.
At your own event.
At your own event.
All right. So we got some little scenes from next week. Hazel thinks she looks like a monster, and she's all upset about it.
I have no. I gotta find out what's going on in that storyline because I feel like. If you went to go get your nose done.
I think she had an accident.
Stop.
No. I think there was an accident at some point because I feel like one of y'all fans out there might have said something about her accident, something to do with her going, because we were joking about her going to Dubai last time. And she went to Dubai and came back or something and had an accident. And then the nose job and all that kind of like came along.
Oh, my God. So, she used the Kardashian excuse.
You know.
The Kardashian.
She had a nose job scheduled.
Well.
And then she had work in Dubai.
Work in Dubai. Mm. So, who knows? But she is crying and she does talk about, like, this is our business.
But the crazy part is she talks to the Miss Nikki Baby, which her plastic surgery is on point.
Nikki's like, girl, I know exactly how long it's going to take for you to remove the bandages.
I know who you should have went to.
Yes. Well, what also seems like the biggest story next week, or a huge story next week, is this whole Monice and Fizz and Mama Marla. Basically
who's
just
evil.
Is like, won't you just take the baby and get full custody and get a nanny?
Can't wait.
So she obviously has no...
We definitely want to see where crazy actually... The inception of crazy.
Right. We will find out. And also, we got Brandy talking to Nick Cannon about something probably work-related.
She's trying to be a part of his empire.
Yes, because he mentions her needing to be professional, so there's obviously some concern there.
Nick Cannon really show up on Love & Hip Hop?
Random.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
I mean, it gets views. It gets views. Everybody's watching.
I gotcha.
And then... coming back from 1992, Teddy Riley started talking to his daughter.
He never looks like he's serious.
Never.
I don't even know. He was just like, I just keep hearing him out with him with dudes. And she's like, people talk. Oh, well.
I think Teddy thinks it's cute because Teddy used to do it so heavy. Oh, well. I think he thinks it's cute even though it's like, yeah, I know he's doing it to you, but you ain't really my daughter.
But that's the thing. If her dad's an entertainer, that's all she saw.
That's all she knows, and that's what she accepts, and he doesn't make her think otherwise. And last but not least, we got Milan up in the booth getting his song on, and Amber roll up in there. I'm going to check you up.
What's she going to do, fight
a
man?
No, I don't think she wants to fight. I think she wants to talk to him like, why didn't you tell me?
And he's going
to
cry too, like, I don't know, girl.
I believed everything Miles was telling me.
He was lying to me too, girl.
I know. And then they're going to be like, oh my God, let's be friends. You want to go get Manny's? Manny Petties? Let's go. Okay, and we're done. So that is it for this episode of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Make sure you go online and check us out. Download us on iTunes. You can also go online and go to outinhiphop.vh1.com in case you are needing to be out in hip hop or whatever the resources are there for you figure it out and handle it. And until next week, guys. Peace out.
Hey, if you guys want to find us anywhere, though.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Hold on, I gotta make sure they find.
When you need the fire, where do they find it, Stefan?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at IAmMoreFire.
And Trinae, where are you? You can find
me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stuart Starlet. And don't forget to follow us at AfterBuzz TV everywhere. We love you. We thank you. Peace out. Have a wonderful week, y'all.
These hoes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.